This is session 2 of our audio tutorial, Introducing BookSense XT. Your host for this set of sound illustrated explorations is yours truly, B.T. Kimbrough. Please remember that Introducing BookSense XT is not designed to replace the user's manual, which was supplied along with your unit. What it will do is give you the opportunity to familiarize yourself with the commands and capabilities of the BookSense XT as you listen to what the device actually sounds like in both simple and advanced operations. In this session, we'll begin using some of the controls of BookSense. In the process, we'll power up the unit, explore the menus, and even change some of the settings. The conventional way to turn BookSense on and off involves the use of the play control. The play control is located near the top on the right side of the unit. It is, in fact, the topmost control of the three controls located on the right of the unit. To turn BookSense on, press the play control and hold it down for 2 seconds. You get a tone response and a voice response.
Audiobooks, filter, 1 of 5.
The BookSense has just told us, without actually using those words, that we're in the media player. You're always in one of the four software sections of BookSense: media player, Daisy player, radio, or document reader. But I don't want you to take my word for it. Let's grab the controls and begin to navigate around the BookSense. First, let's find the mode control. Actually, that's exactly across the unit from the play control. Mode control is the top control on the left. By pressing the mode control,
Daisy, New York Times, June 12th, 2009, 1 of 4.
We move over from the media player, and actually the voice prompt told me I have a newspaper ready to read in the Daisy player. We'll press the mode control again.
Document reader.
The mode control has now taken us to the document reader. One more press of the mode control.
Radio.
And we're in the FM radio. Now, the FM radio needs to have an antenna, and the best way to produce an antenna that will make the FM radio sensitive so it can pull in most of your local stations would be to plug in a set of headphones into the headphone jack. Since I haven't done that, all you can hear is the white noise of a bare spot on the FM band. One more press of the mode control.
Media. Audiobooks. Filter. 1 of 5.
Takes us back where we started, to the media player. Now, before we start exploring the menus and setting the time and date and so forth, let me highlight for you the controls that we'll be using most of the time in this session. The OK control is located in the same spot the pound key would be on a cellular phone. So it's in the lower right-hand corner, and it's just to the right of the zero. Pound control equates to OK on the BookSense. The cancel control, that's the same as the star key on a cell phone. Lower left-hand corner, just to the left of the zero. Those directional keys, the up arrow, the down arrow, the left and right arrows, at the center of those is the menu control. That's the rectangular box-like key near the top of the unit. These are most of the controls that you'll be using in finding the menu items and changing the settings. Now let's put those controls to work, changing some of the settings, such as time and date, and voice pitch and rate, and even the kind of voice that you're going to be hearing from BookSense. Every one of the sections in BookSense has its own menu, but Global Options appears in the menu of every section. First, let's explore the basic menu for the media player. To open the menu, I'm pressing on the rectangular box-like button just in the center of the up, down, and left arrow keys.
Menu opened. Equalizer setting. Dialogue.
There's an equalizer available within the media player, but instead of looking at that, I'm going to press the down arrow and see what the other menu items are.
Playback settings. Dialogue.
Settings to control the playback in the media player.
Select playlist. Pull down.
Settings that will enable you to select and save your playlists.
Advanced menu. Pull down.
An advanced menu, which you can use when it's time to update the firmware in your BookSense.
Help mode.
Help mode. We'll want to take a special look at that because that gives you an opportunity to know what all the keys do in each program. And finally,
Global Options. Pull down.
Global Options, the thing we're looking for. I'm going to use the right arrow and open Global Options.
Alarm settings, pull down.
Alarm settings.
Date and time settings, pull down.
And here's one of the first things we're looking for, set time and date. So I'm going to press right arrow to open that.
Check date and time, dialog.
Now, if all you want to do is check date and time, you don't have to get into the menus. There is a long, thin button at the very top of BookSense, which you can press any time and hear the time and date once you've set them, that is. I'll press the down arrow key one more time.
Set date and time, dialog.
To open that, I'm going to press right arrow.
Set date and time dialog. Enter 2 digits for month. 6. Edit box.
And now we're in a set of fields that will require us to enter data. And the data will be entered using the standard number keys that have that bi-level design we talked about in the overview section of this tutorial. BookSense is asking us to tell it what month we're in by entering a 2-digit number. Now it so happens that I'm making this recording in June, and that would be 06. The date's already set here, so BookSense already knows it's June. Let's arrow down to the next field.
Enter 2 digits for day, 21, edit box.
And this happens to be June the 21st, so we won't change that. We'll arrow down.
Enter 4 digits for year, 2009, edit box.
And it has the year right as well. This would be where you would enter the year 2009. One more press of the down arrow key.
Time format, 12-hour mode, combo box.
Now I have a decision to make. The BookSense can say 6:30 p.m. or it can say 18:30. If you set it for 24 hours, that's what it'll say. I like 6:30 p.m. myself, so I'm going to leave it at 12 hours. One more press of the down arrow.
Enter 2 digits for the hour. 6. Edit box.
2 digits for the hour. 06. Another press of the down arrow key.
Enter 2 digits for the minute. 8. Edit box.
09. And another press of the down arrow key.
Select AM or PM. PM. Combo box.
Select AM or PM, and PM is correct.
Enter 2 digits for month. 6. Edit box.
So we're back to the beginning. Now we've filled in all the fields, and there just remains to do one more thing. BookSense doesn't give you a chance to set the seconds, but the count of seconds begins when you press the OK key to finish this record. So the moment I press OK, it's going to start with 6:09 and 0 seconds. So I'm going to press OK now.
Successfully set date and time. Audiobooks. Filter. 1 of 5.
And just to be sure, we'll press the time button at the top of the BookSense.
6:09 p.m. and 10 seconds, Sunday, June 21st, 2009.
And just like that, we've set the time and date. The next thing you'll probably want to do is listen to the other voice of BookSense. We've been hearing Paul. There's also a female voice called Kate. Now we could go to the menu, find the voice settings, arrow down to change voice, and press OK. But I'm going to show you a quicker way if all you want to do is change from one voice to the other. Find the 5 key, which is in the middle of the number pad, and it has a raised dot on it. And press that 5 and hold it for 2 seconds.
Female voice.
And there's Kate. So anytime you want to go from one voice to the other, you have that shortcut key, the 5 key, hold it down for 2 seconds.
Male voice.
We're back to Paul. But in case we wanted to change some of the other characteristics, the rate, the pitch, or the volume of the voice, let's do it the menu way. So I'm going to press the rectangular menu key.
Menu opened. Equalizer setting. Dialog.
We're at the top of the menu for the media player, the equalizer setting. Here's another trick. Global settings is at the bottom of the menu, but if you press up arrow from the top, you wrap around down to the bottom. So I'll press up arrow.
Global options, pull down.
Global options, pull down. To open this menu, I'll press the right arrow key.
Alarm settings, pull down.
And let's arrow down to voice. From alarm settings, we go to
date and time settings, pull down.
Date and time, and then
voice settings, dialogue.
Voice settings, a dialogue. So we'll press the right arrow.
Voice setting dialogue, volume 21, combo box.
21 is the maximum, and because I'm using the speaker of the BookSense, right up against the microphone. Probably we want to leave that volume at 21.
Rate 6, combo box.
The rate also goes up to 21. Let's experiment and see how it sounds when we turn the rate up.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21.
By the time we get to 21, it's almost hard to hear what the number actually is. So let's slow it back down to rate 6. And I was pressing the left arrow to do that. Now I'm going to go back to the down arrow, and let's see what's next.
Pitch 8, combo box.
Pitch 8, and Paul is a tenor, and we have it at the tenor pitch, and so there's probably no reason to change that. Let's see what the next field is. The down arrow says...
voicemail, combo box.
And there we have our voicemail. So if I press the right arrow now...
female.
Female. And then if I press the OK control, which you remember is down here where the pound key would be on a cell phone.
Option saved. Audiobooks folder 1 of 5.
And we're back in the audiobook section of the media player. So if we decided we didn't want to change that voice and we wanted to go back to Paul, we would find the 5 key with the dot on it and hold that for 2 seconds.
Male voice.
And while we're dealing with settings, I want to show you a couple of unusual features. Let's start with the alarm. So I'm going to press the rectangular menu button.
Menu opened. Equalizer setting. Dialog.
I'm going to use my trick of pressing the up arrow to get to global settings at the bottom of the menu.
Global options. Pull down.
And then to open global options, I'll press right arrow.
Alarm settings. Pull down.
Setting the alarm is about like setting time and date, and we've already done that, but I want to show you the sounds that the alarms make, and I want to show you something about the repeat options that are available in the alarm. So, I'll press right arrow.
Set alarm. Dialog.
Now we're in a dialog.
Set alarm. Dialog. Enter 2 digits for the hour. 6. Edit box.
And the hour and the minute dialogs are very much like the ones we met in the set time.
Enter 2 digits for the minute. 45, edit box.
But let's go below that.
Select AM or PM. PM.
Below combo AM box. And PM.
Alarm bell. Melody 1. Combo box.
We have 3 different alarms. Here's the second one.
Melody 2. Combo box.
And here's number 3.
Melody 3. Combo box.
So, there you have our 3 possibilities for alarms, tones 1, 2, and 3. And then I'm going to press the down arrow, and you have some options about frequency.
Term, once, combo box.
If you just want to use your alarm one time, you have that option. But if you want it to repeat, here are the options that are available in the book sense.
Monday through Friday, combo box. Monday through Saturday, combo box. Weekend, combo box. Every day, combo box.
So there are your options for repeating. That gives you the opportunity to set one alarm and have it do the duty of many different days, depending on the combination that you want. Now we're back in the global options menu at the alarm settings, and I'm going to use the down arrow to explore some of the other settings.
Date and time settings. Pull down. Voice settings. Dialogue. Recording settings. Dialogue.
Recording settings. This gives you some options we should explore for a moment. I'll press the right arrow to go in here.
Recording setting dialog. Recording type. MP3. Combo box.
You have your choice of MP3s of several different compressions.
Wave.
Or the WAV file, which is a larger file but is a much better quality.
Recording source. Microphone. Combo box.
Recording source. Either the microphone.
Line in.
Or line in. The BookSense lets you tell it what kind of signal is going to be coming into that access plug on the top of the unit.
Sampling rate, 22,050 hertz, combo box.
The sample rates that are available are 22,000,
44,100 hertz,
and 44,000 for WAV files. If you're recording an MP3 file, you have a few more options for the sampling rate.
22,050 hertz, 24,000 hertz, 32,000 hertz, 44,100 hertz. 16,000 hertz.
You can also tell BookSense whether you're going to record in stereo or mono.
Channel, stereo, combo box, mono. Microphone sensitivity, 1, combo box.
Not all microphones have the same strength of signal, and so if you have a very sensitive microphone, you might want to set the sensitivity lower. And this gives you 1 through 4 options of sensitivity. We'll get back to exploring the menu settings in a few moments, but this would be a good time to show you how to make a simple voice recording using just the built-in microphone on the BookSense. The built-in mic is a small dot located near the bottom on the right on the front of the unit. It's just below where the pound key would be if this were a cell phone. On the BookSense, of course, it's the OK key. You can plug in your own external mic if you want. That would plug in to the mic line-in jack on the top of the unit. That's the access jack on the top that doesn't have a tactile marking. It's easy to make a voice recording with either your own microphone or the built-in mic on the BookSense. If you simply plug in your microphone and you have the BookSense set to record on microphone, then the built-in mic is automatically deactivated and the mic you just plugged in automatically becomes active. But we're going to use the built-in mic on the BookSense, and I'm going to show you the few controls that cause a recording to start, stop, and pause. To start a recording, you press and hold for 2 seconds the record button on the right side of the unit. That's the button marked by 3 small dots, and it's right below the play control. We'll press and hold it for 2 seconds.
Start recording.
And now we've begun our recording, and if we want to stop it temporarily, we simply quickly press and release the record button.
Pause.
Then to start the recording again, you simply repeat that same process, press and quickly release the record button.
Restart recording.
And then to stop the recording, you press and quickly release the play control.
Stop. Play recording? Yes.
All you have to do is press the OK key.
Play.
And now we've begun our recording, and if we want to stop it temporarily, we simply quickly press and release the record button.
2,907,25,130,823 W, 7 of 15.
And once you stop listening by pressing the play control, you're put back wherever you were in the BookSense, whatever menu you were in. And that's all there is to making a recording on the BookSense. You can do it from the media player, the Daisy player, or the document reader. If you press record in the FM radio, then the recording is automatically made off of whatever you're listening to on the radio. When I made that little test recording, I had the microphone sensitivity set to 1. It goes all the way up to 4. You might want to experiment with it and see where it works best for you. I put the recording on pause, and I put the BookSense back in the Global Options menu at Recording Settings because I want to show you what comes next. I'm going to press the down arrow now.
Check System Status dialog.
Check System Status. This will give you a chance to find out some general information about the system. And let's arrow in here with the right arrow and see what we've got.
Check System Status dialog. Battery level, 5.
The battery level goes from 1 to 10, and so if it's 5, that means I've got exactly half of the battery life left. The battery should last about 12 hours of operation when it's fully charged. Now let's press the down arrow.
Flash disk free space, 3.44 gigabyte. Total space, 3.65 gigabyte.
That shows that I haven't used very much of the internal memory, and I still have most of it left, more than 3 gigabytes.
SD free space, 5.57 gigabyte. Total space, 7.39 gigabyte.
I have an 8 gigabyte secure digital card in the unit, and most of that space is left also. I'll press down arrow again.
Firmware version, 1.0, build date, June 19th, 2009.
The firmware version and the build date could be important if you need to call support. That's information you want to write down and supply to the support folks when you make your email or your phone call. We're back in the Global Options menu, and below Check System Status,
Bluetooth options, pull down.
Bluetooth options. This will be a very useful feature if you have a pair of Bluetooth headphones. This enables you to pair with and match your unit with wireless headphones that will enable you to listen to all of the signals from the BookSense with no wires between you and the unit. Now let's take a brief look at the remaining items in the menu.
Set sleep timer. Dialogue.
The sleep timer will enable you to read yourself to sleep, and then the unit will switch off and you won't lose your place, at least not by too much. Let's see what the options are. I'll press the right arrow.
Set sleep timer dialogue. Sleep timer time. Disable. Combo 10 minutes. 20 minutes. 30 minutes. 1 hour. 2 hours. 3 hours. Disable.
So those are all the options in the sleep timer. The option below the sleep timer.
Power saving time. Dialogue.
Power saving time. This is a little bit different from the sleep timer. This relates to helping to save your battery. Let's say that you're a person who takes a long time to go to sleep, but you don't want the unit to run very long if you haven't pressed a key because you want to keep your battery fresh. Here are the options for the power saving.
Power saving time setting dialog. Power saving time. Off. Combo box. 5 minutes. 10 minutes. 15 minutes. 20 minutes. Off.
Power saving will override the sleep timer. So if you have the power saving set for 5 minutes and the sleep timer set for an hour, the power saver will override and shut the unit off if you don't press a key for 5 minutes. We're nearly at the end of the global options menu. We only have 2 settings left.
Format storage device, pull down.
Format storage device. Be careful with this one. If you have any data in your flash drive or any data on your secure digital card, you won't want to use this option. This is probably reserved, let's say if you get a new secure digital card, you might want to do this because it provides the folders and directories that are default for the BookSense, for the media player, for the Daisy player, and the document reader. But for the time being, you'll probably want to leave this one alone. I'll press down arrow, and here's the last item in the menu.
Set current storage device. Dialogue.
Set current storage device. When the unit is shipped from the factory, the default storage device would be the flash or internal memory for the BookSense XT. If you have a secure digital card, once that's in the machine, you may very well want the machine to look for files on that card. Let's press the right arrow and open this dialog.
Storage device setting dialog. Current storage device. SD card. Combo box.
Now it says currently that I'm looking at the SD card. So let me right arrow.
Flash disk.
And change that to flash disk and press the pound key or the OK key and we'll save that setting.
Option saved.
Now I can show you a short way to change your default storage. Instead of going through all the menus that we just looked at, if you press and hold the 0 key for 2 seconds,
SD card, audiobooks, folder, 1 of 5.
We're back to the secure digital card. Now, because we've been doing a lot of moving around the menus, we might have lost track of where we are in the BookSense. There's a quick way to fix that. Find the mode control. That's the control at the very top of the left, and press it 4 times rapidly. That will cycle us through all 4 sections of the BookSense and bring us back to where we left off.
Daisy. Document reader. Radio. Media. Audiobooks. Folder. 1 of 5.
So where we were all the time was in the media player, and we were in a file list in 1 of 5 folders. BookSense always tells you how many folders or how many files are present, as well as telling you the title of the folder or file. I'll use the down arrow.
Music, folder, 2 of 5. Podcasts, folder, 3 of 5. Radio, folder, 4 of 5.
The radio folder is where, if you record from the FM radio with the BookSense, your recordings will be stored automatically.
Record, folder, 5 of 5.
BookSense says record. This is actually the record folder. And this is the place where if you record from any other source other than the radio, your recorded files will be stored. Well, now we've learned a lot from looking at directory names and looking into the choices that you have in various menus. But it's high time we found some files and discover what you can do with those files in the BookSense. I'm going to press right arrow now to get into the BookSense record directory.
2009 06 23 09 1044 MP3, 1 of 16.
Well, as you can hear, there are a lot of files in the record directory. There are 16 of them. But this might not be the best directory for us to work in. Why? Because BookSense uses a rather long protocol when naming the files of your recordings. Using its built-in clock, it constructs a file name consisting of the year, month, day, hour, minute, and second when the recording was started. So that makes a pretty long file name. What we want to do is find a directory that has some shorter file names. Well, we've kind of neglected the left arrow during our drills. We've mostly used the right arrow to open directories. Let's use the left arrow to back out of the record directory.
Record, folder, 5 of 5.
So now we're at the record directory. We want to move up to My Music, and in My Music, I have a directory that has some shorter file names. I'll press the up arrow several times.
Radio, folder, 4 of podcasts, folder, 3 of music, folder, 2 of 5.
Here's the music folder, now right arrow, and in the music folder, I have a folder that has some short file names. I'll press the right arrow.
Amazing Grace American Hymns and Spirituals.
Amazing Grace American Hymns and Spirituals. I'm going to press the right arrow to open this directory, and what you'll hear when I do is the name of the first file. It doesn't say folder open. It just reads you the name of the top file in the directory.
O one to God, our strength, Psalm 81, MP3, 1 of 20.
BookSense has read us the name of the top file in the directory. Now let's pretend for a moment that we wanted to delete that file. How could we select it? We use the 9 key.
Select.
Select, and so that file is now selected. Now if we wanted to delete that file, we would press the 8 key.
Delete one objects. Yes.
Delete one object. Yes, but we don't want to delete that file, so we'll press what would be the star key if this was a cell phone, and what is the cancel key on the BookSense?
Cancel. O one to God, our strength, Psalm 81, MP3, 1 of 20. Select.
So we've canceled the deletion, but the file is still selected. Now, let's say we wanted to select some more files. Let's down arrow and look at some more files in this folder.
O2, come away to the skies, MP3, 2 of 20.
There is O2, way to the skies. We'll skip that one.
O3, wondrous love, MP3, 3 of 20.
O3, Wondrous Love. I'll press the 9 key and we'll select that.
Select.
Now we have two files selected. Let's find one more file to select.
O4, God has seen, MP3, 4 of 20.
We'll skip number 4 and press the down arrow again.
O5, Hark, I hear the harps eternal, MP3, 5 of 20.
O5, Hark, I hear the harps eternal. Well, let's select that one.
Select.
Now I believe we have three files selected. We know we just selected this one. Let's back up to the beginning and see which other files are selected. Number 5 we know is selected, so I'll press the up arrow and back up to 4.
Oh, 4 God has seen MP3, 4 of 20.
Well, it doesn't say select, so we must have skipped that one. Another press of the up arrow.
Oh, 3 Wondrous Love, MP3, 3 of 20. Select.
Wondrous Love. We did select that one. One more press of the up arrow.
Oh, 2 Come Away to the Skies, MP3, 2 of 20.
Come Away to the Skies, that one's not selected, and one more press.
O one to God, our strength, Psalm 81, MP3, 1 of 20, select.
And number 1 is indeed selected. So we have three numbers selected in this folder. The question is, what can we do with them now? If we press the OK key, we would add these three files to our current playlist. And the OK key, of course, is where the pound key would be on a cell phone. And once you press the OK key to add those files to the playlist, they would begin to play on the BookSense. Another thing you could do is what we did a moment ago. You could press the 8 key to delete, and you'd be given the option to either press the OK key and complete the deletion or press the cancel key, which is where the star key would be on a cell phone, and cancel that delete function. But let's say you wanted to cancel the selection to begin with. We're on one of the files we selected. It happened to be the file number 1 in the directory. If we press key number 9 now,
unselect.
That file has been unselected. And we could go through the folder now and unselect the three files that we had selected. But there's a quicker way to do it, and that's to press the left arrow and simply back out of this directory.
Amazing Grace American Hymns and Spirituals, folder 1 of 1.
We're back at the folder level. Now if we pressed right arrow,
strength, Psalm 81, MP3, 1 of 20.
We're right back in that folder. All our files are unselected and we're ready to start over. Before we leave this directory, there's one more thing I want to show you. What if you wanted to select all of the files in this folder with the press of one button? You would press the 7 key.
All items selected.
And you hear the message, all items selected. To unselect them now, we would just quickly press the left arrow to back out of this directory.
Amazing Grace American Hymns and Spirituals, folder 101.
And now if we pressed right arrow to go back into that directory, we'd have a clean slate ready to begin again. We've covered a lot of ground in this session. We've learned shortcut keys. Pressing and holding the 5 key will bring you from one voice to the other. Pressing and holding the 0 key will change the storage drive so that you'll have either the flash memory, the internal memory of the BookSense XT, or the secure digital card. We've learned how to select and unselect files in a file list by pressing the 9 key, and how to select all files in a list by pressing the 7 key. We've made a lot of use of the OK key, which is where the pound key would be on a cell phone, and the cancel key, which is where the star would be on a cell phone. Well, we've only just begun. In the next session, we'll begin to play files, mark files, and navigate around long files.